My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's no longer a luxury. It's a hands-down necessity. We have to start focusing on our health. We have to start attacking the situations that are causing us to be ill, and we have to kind of, you know, uproot some of these bad habits. Now, we don't have to do them overnight. A little bit at a time. And I think we're mostly, as a group, human beings, that is, motivated by change that we see and feel and notice. So sometimes making small little changes and seeing the difference can be very motivating. And there is the other side of this. We need to start thinking about alternatives and complements today. We can't just keep putting ourselves into a situation where, you know, we are relying solely on one thing, putting our eggs in one basket, if you will. We should be knowing everything. Anytime you get a diagnosis, anytime you are found to have a certain health problem, anytime you're feeling a certain way and you go to see your doctor or your medical practitioner, you really do need to start doing some homework. It'd be pretty rough, you know, to find out down the road that you could have done something that would have made a dramatic difference and you didn't take any responsibility. And we have to take that back. Every day here on the show, on the Staying Healthy radio show, here on NBC Sports 920 The Game, I bring you the best. The best topics, the relevant topics, and the best guests in the industry. The movers, the shakers, the educators, the formulators, the individuals out there in the trenches teaching and educating and fighting for our good health every single day. It's important, and it's important to have the information because then we can have those dialogues and that open discussion with our medical practitioners, our friends, our family, our coworkers, and we can pay it forward and spread the good word. Every single day, I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Why? Well, it just makes good sense. I recommend the best of the best, the best guests, the best topics, and the best store for helping to satisfy all of your health and nutrition needs. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and they've been doing it right for a long time. They have the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the best selection of the highest quality products, and awesome prices every single day. Another reason to go to Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Visit them Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to print a $5 off coupon on your next $50 purchase to use in the store at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And a thumbs up on their Facebook page would be both educational and enlightening for you every single day. Every day, getting great posts and information that can change your day and change your world. Well, today we're going to be talking about CBD. And we're going to be talking with, of course, Mr. Stuart Tomk. Stuart is a recognized authority on dietary supplements with 20 years of experience in the nutritional health industry. Formerly the vice president of North American Urban Spice, where he served for 10 years, in addition to his awesome service as global educator for the omega-3 market leader Nordic Naturals. Stuart is known for his extensive print interviews and contribution to noted books on integrative medicine, as well as well over 4,000 radio appearances. A renowned educator, Stuart recognizes CBD and its multiple mechanisms of action to support human health and envisions a new category of dietary supplements derived from agricultural hemp. You probably heard about CBD, and if you haven't had the pleasure to listen to Stuart, I think you'll walk away with today's show being not only enlightening, but definitely educational. Help me welcome my guest, Stuart Tomk. Hey, buddy.
Doc, it's so good to hear your voice. And I just love how we've been able to take this journey together. For anyone just tuning in that's never heard me on Dr. Jeff's radio show, we've been colleagues and friends for many, many years. And before I even took the job here at CV Sciences, formerly Canna Vest, I called my friend and asked Dr. Jeff what he thought about this entire space. And it's really exciting and fun and nostalgic to look back now, 4 years later, especially with what happened yesterday. And I know how busy you are. You've got all the shows going on and hopefully a bunch of travel here with education coming up too. But did you catch what happened yesterday in the CBD world? Did you catch what happened yesterday?
I got a little blurb on it, and I was going to pull it up after the show. So enlighten, please.
Okay, so yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration finally, officially approved cannabidiol, CBD, as a drug. Yesterday. Now, this is the first time that the FDA has approved such a product for any medicinal use from cannabis. But this now creates an opportunity for you and I to drill down even further on what we've been saying about cannabis, about hemp, and about CBD for years. And that is this: there are different products with different markets and different customers. And when you listen and read to what Scott Gottlieb from the FDA says, and I'll read a little of it so we can hear it, quote, now this is from the director of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, "We'll continue to support rigorous scientific research on the potential medical uses of marijuana-derived products," he said. "But at the same time, we are prepared to take action when we see the illegal marketing of CBD-containing products with serious, unproven medical claims." So let's just unpack that one sentence. Here's the director of the FDA saying, mea culpa, we are all right and we are all wrong. This plant has unbelievable potential, as it does risk, and we will continue to support rigorous scientific research. But if companies like ours, like Plus CBD Oil and CV Sciences and the others, if we make illegal disease claims, he says, illegal marketing of CBD with serious unproved medical claims, we're going to be in trouble. Isn't this so beautiful, Doc, to see 4 years later the bifurcation that we laid out? There's going to be pharma CBD and health food store CBD. We were 100% right. How does it feel?
It feels fantastic. You know, and if you think back to where you were 4 years ago when everybody was walking on eggshells, you know, and seeing the other side, but not knowing exactly how much of a journey it would be, you know, a lot of pleasure in yesterday's, you know, come down information. Incredible.
And I don't want anyone, I got a lot of text messages and phone calls of, you know, people that are sort of recovering from the conspiracy theorism of pharma being all bad and health food being all good. I mean, I think we all now know it's really a combination of both. Nothing is good or bad completely. It's really a combination. And let's be very clear. If the Food and Drug Administration denied approval of this ingredient, we would have a tremendous amount of explaining to do. Mm-hmm. So the last thing in the world that you want is for the Food and Drug Administration to say this natural, ancient remedy to keep people healthy isn't somehow effective. Now, let's be clear. What they approved, meaning the FDA, they approved a 99% pure CBD plant extract, 99% pure, meaning in 1 milliliter, it contains 100 milligrams of CBD per milliliter. Think about that, Doc. That's like a thick balsamic vinegar sauce, right? I mean, our bottle has 100 milligrams of CBD in 30 milliliters. in our lowest concentration. They're selling 100 milligrams of CBD per milliliter. Do you see how much more concentrated that is? Mm-hmm. So it's a different product. Now, they go on. Here's what the FDA says. Here's what Scott Gottlieb says. He says, marketing unapproved products with uncertain dosages and formulations can keep patients from accessing appropriate, recognized therapies to treat serious and even fatal diseases. In the years we've been friends, and specifically here as colleagues professionally, in the time that we've been working together, has CV Sciences ever tried to market our hemp extracts for serious diseases? We've never done that, have we?
No.
Well, that's important because many companies are. And so I love where the FDA is coming down on this. Don't you? They're saying, great, rigor, science. Hey, those of you selling to health food stores, make sure the dosage is right. Make sure that you're selling people what you're claiming on the bottle. And most importantly, do not make any aggressive disease claims whatsoever. So that's the reason why it's so important to listen to this particular show, among others, but I particularly love this one because we have the time to try to explain the mechanisms of action. And I want to spend a few minutes talking about that, Doc, because a lot of people, I think, as of late, have asked me when they meet me in the field, why do you spend so much time trying to teach people how these things work rather than just telling them which product might be best? And I hope that everybody knows now, with the FDA putting everybody on notice, that Dr. Jeff and I waxing and waning poetically about how CBD may work in your body, rather than making disease claims, that we're doing the right thing. Can you share your thoughts on that? Do people ever question you why you spend so much time trying to teach mechanism of action rather than just prescribing supplements?
No, they're used to me, you know, after such a long time. And, you know, it's easy to point a finger and it's easy to kind of say this is the better one. And I can do that. But, I mean, sometimes people, they get a better understanding of the product and you see the aha moment come across their face. And, you know, when you give them a little bit more, people really do want to know why it works and why it's better and why it would be a better choice. It's just everybody's in such a hurry today that it's easier just to say here. You know, but you know, but I think if they understand a little bit of it, they'll take the extra couple minutes to listen to that, because then they'll be like, oh, okay, you get the, I understand. Now it makes sense. You know, I know it was good for me, and I know it was the one that you'd recommend, but why? And I think they're just used to me by now. You know, I can take a one chapter story and make it a book in no time.
Well, it's great that you've educated the audience. I'm not saying trained the audience, educated the audience that we're not playing a game. Mm. There are rules, and we know how to play with those rules. And the rules are very simple. Natural products do not treat, cure, mitigate, ameliorate diseases or disease symptoms. Natural products keep healthy people healthy. And the FDA says if you can make healthy people healthier, which you and I know is almost impossible, then you're allowed to make those claims. So that's why we always go back to the mechanisms of action, and I'm always searching the medical literature to make the point. And in the emails I sent you this morning, there's a brand new paper I found yesterday, so I was really excited to talk a little bit about this paper in molecular neurobiology, because let's face it, at least in my opinion, I'll speak for myself, I have made the observation that depression, anxiety, and stress seem to be crippling most of us. Is that too general of a statement, Doc? Do you agree with that?
No, I agree with it 100%. And I think that it's coming from a lot of different angles. Obviously, there is and are forms of clinical depression that are out there that are, you know, in need of things that may be a little bit more advanced, a lot more pharmaceutical intervention and things like that, as well as nutritional. But there's also a lot of the maybe step down, the mild to moderate to a little bit of moderate depression and anxiety and stress and these things that are so common. And, you know, Stuart, it's funny. It's okay to have a blue day once in a while. But on a big scale, these blue days for a lot of people are connecting to almost every day. So over all my years, I've never seen as many people that are in a funk or a blue, kind of situation. You look in any direction, you've got people that are suffering with this every day. And it's very disheartening. But the wonderful thing is, as our industry grows and as the CBD kind of situation advances, they will have more choices. And it's not just going to be standing in line at the pharmaceutical counter.
No, you're right. It will be a combination. You're 100% right, because there are cases, and this is where I think the health food store world went too far. You know, there are cases where the only thing that really works are the SSRIs, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac and Paxil, mm-hmm. because of their effect on the central signaling system that influences our mood, that being the serotonin receptor. So the idea that somehow people were weak, or that we were all over prescribing, or that it was all inappropriate or wrong, that's also an overreach. That's why digging deep inside the medical literature to figure out how it works. You heard Dr. Jeff say, and I always hear him say it in his introductions everywhere he speaks, this is up to you now. Now we have this awesome power in our hand, this supercomputer in our hand. Don't just, follow things on Facebook or social media. And, you know, no disrespect to any of those social media platforms, please. But when it comes to medical information, we also now have access to these papers. And we've never had this much access to this information at this rate ever before, have we?
Mm-mm.
So when I see something that is, very serious. This is published in Molecular Neurobiology. Listen to this title. CBD cannabidiol induces rapid and sustained antidepressant-like effects through increased brain-derived nootropic factor, BDNF. That's what you get supposedly when we exercise. That's why running makes you feel, healthier, happier, wiser, like you're going longer, living longer, BDNF, signaling and synaptogenesis in the prefrontal cortex. Now, I know that's a mouthful today. That's a whole lot for a Tuesday morning. But in the Wayback Machine, let's jump in the Wayback Machine. Do you remember years and years ago when you and I were talking about synaptogenesis and why eating fish with DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, was so important for making brain cell to brain cell connections so that you could learn more? You remember that?
I do.
So there's something about exercise and neuroplasticity. There's something about having the right nutrients, right? You've got to have the right nutrient substrate as you're out there pushing yourself, because it becomes clear that DHA is needed for this brain cell to brain cell communication. Synaptogenesis, we're talking about making new connections to learn new things. Mm-hmm. I'll say that again. Making new brain connections to learn new things. Now, I would go so far as to say that based on our horrific mental health as a society right now, we could benefit by learning some new things and increasing our synaptogenesis, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to share a couple sentences here. I've got other fun things to talk about, but this was so exciting to me. In this paper, which I sent to Dr. Jeff, and we can print those out and have them down and stay healthy, but this one's a lot to read. Listen to this. Behavioral and neuroplastic effects in stressed animals. So let's consider ourselves, just for this little soliloquy, we are the stressed rats, stressed animals. Due to a facilitation of endocannabinoid neurotransmission, which could recruit intercellular synaptic proteins involved in neurogenesis and dendrite remodeling. You know what that means in layman's speak? These totally stressed out animals are depending on their endocannabinoids, your body's cannabis-like compounds, that are neurotransmitters that speak to the cannabinoid binding 1 and 2 receptors, which then sends a signal intercellularly, an intercellular signal to recruit what is necessary to help remodel and restructure the brain. That is unbelievable. That's an adaptive benefit. So when we say this stuff is adaptogenic, I think that is more of an understatement every single day. They're suggesting in this paper that if you want a rapid and sustained antidepressant, you want to take a look at CBD, because the other rapid and sustained antidepressant that they've been looking at is not commercially viable. I know I just sent you this thing in the, you know, right before we went live, Doc, but they also talk about ketamine. Are you familiar with how they've been using ketamine to reduce anxiety and stress and depression in laboratory animals?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Is that going to be a product that's going to show up on the shelf at Stay Healthy anytime soon?
I don't think so.
But what is on the shelf at Stay Healthy? Hemp extracts with naturally occurring CBD. So in conclusion, this paper says, in conclusion, this study demonstrates that CBD induced a rapid antidepressant effect, probably by increasing BDNF signaling. BDNF signaling goes up when you exercise all the time. When you exercise all the time and you feel better and more connected, so is your endocannabinoid system. Are you seeing this connection? It says, moreover, a long-lasting enhancement of synaptic efficiency could mediate CBD's sustained antidepressant effects. What would help with the synaptic efficiency? DHA omega-3. So when you listen to the show all these years and you hear Dr. Jeff telling you to take black seed oil or cumin or oregano or cat's claw, all those aromatic herbs have effect on the endocannabinoid system, and we had no idea. CBD appears to have long-lasting antidepressant effects that you can maximize if you eat less omega-6 and eat more omega-3 DHA. Don't you love how we just put 30 years of our work together in a few sentences?
You know, it's interesting. As I'm reading through this as you're talking, and the abstract, which is at the very beginning of the paper, the last sentence, I just love it. It says, the data support a promising therapeutic profile for CBD as a new fast-acting antidepressant drug. Love it. It just stood right out and smacked me in the face. I love it.
So let's be clear. We can't say, plus CBD oil gold is a new fast-acting antidepressant. I know it says it right here on the paper, but that's not what you're allowed to do. That's CBD by itself being approved by the FDA for depression. Great, great, great. That's like the FDA approving a certain form of omega-3 for certain conditions. Dr. Jeff, have you caught the other fish oil commercial? Are they playing it on television in Las Vegas for Vasipa? Have you seen it yet?
I think I saw it once, and it was late night, and it was in the background.
And you're like, what am I watching? Well, I woke my wife up. I said, is this an SNL skit? What is this, right? Mm-hmm. And it's basically pure, 100% pure EPA, and it lowers your triglycerides. However, it does not raise your LDL. So it lowers your triglycerides, but your cholesterol doesn't go up. It's a different product than fish oil. You use that for hypertriglyceridemia, meaning if your triglycerides are through the roof, you don't want to be drinking cod liver oil. Yeah, it'll certainly help a little bit, but there's too much energy. Cod liver oil has a bit too much fat, and the triglyceride level is telling you that you're carrying around more fat than you're efficiently dealing with, which is usually has to do, as we know, with carbohydrates and sugar, because they turn into fat. The point that I'm making, different product, different market, different customer. You can say EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, lowers hypertriglyceridemia. That's a drug claim. That is different than eating fish every day and reducing your seed oil consumption has been postulated to be one of the healthiest, most effective ways to have successful aging. They sound like different claims, don't they?
They do.
Because because they are. So as we turn the chapter on this first part of our show, I love how you called out what it says in that abstract smack right in the face. Mm-hmm. The data supports a promising therapeutic profile for CBD as a new fast-acting antidepressant drug. How does it help you? CBD is both neuro and immunomodulatory. When you are as stressed out as most people are, that has a very negative effect on brain-derived nootropic factor. CBD enhances brain-derived nootropic factor, and that might be one of its mechanisms of action as to why it's antidepressant. If exercise increases brain-derived nootropic factor, it would stand to reason to take some CBD, take a little exercise, eat some fish or some omega-3, reduce your seed oil content. These things are not impossible. It's really exciting that over years and years and years of us mapping this out, there are a few simple things that we could do, most of us, that would at least help enhance our endocannabinoid system's health. And as a result, perhaps we can respond to stress more effectively.
You know, what's interesting to me is I have a friend, and she's been listening for a long time. And, you know, her life was just going in a very, very weird downhill direction, and she decided to change it. You know, got out of the bad marriage, you know, changed the job, went to a healthier job where she's appreciated, and the stress level went down, switched her diet over to a very, very extreme Mediterranean diet, mostly fish, taking lots of fish oils and doing all the right thing and exercising. And she was doing really well. And then she brought in the CBD. She had told me later she stopped to see Marge over at the Stay Healthy store, where Marge is the manager over there. And she was talking with her, and Marge talked to her about, you know, the spray and the combination with the capsules. And she brought those in, and she said that it was, the way that she described it to me, she said it was like the last piece of a puzzle. And you, like you were staring at a puzzle, and you couldn't really tell what it was until you put that last piece in, and then you had that, oh, that's what that is. And that's how she described it to me, and she said it has been life-changing for her. So there you go. You've got CBD, you've got exercise, you've got fish in the diet, you've got a non-inflammatory diet. She was using things like turmeric and, you know, all the anti-inflammatory herbs, lots of cayenne pepper, lots of spices in her food, doing all the right things. But the CBD was that one piece of the puzzle that actually tied it all together.
Well, she's lucky.
Yeah.
She's very lucky because she kept looking. Many people stop. There's a very interesting driving force in those of us that have dedicated our whole lives to this. I can't stop seeking. I can't stop searching. I'm just always looking to refine it. And I think we're living in the most exciting time ever because we have these tools and now access to something like hemp extracts with CBD that can help us. I'm very interested in the future of things like 23andMe. Mm-hmm. I've been reading recently in terms of the pharmacogenetics that individual genetic differences really explain the responders and non-responders when we talk about these phytocannabinoids as medicine. So that will add some more complexity to the situation. So please just take responsibility for your own health. You get to be the co-pilot now. And I've had a lot of people tell me over the last few years, you know what, I'm not as afraid as I used to be. I've listened to others, including you, say, go to PubMed.gov and read the science. And I'll say it real slowly. If you're hearing it and you've heard it over the years and you never wrote it down, I can't tell you how many people have never written it down and now they know what I mean. So there's a website where you can go and look up everything that we're talking about and anything anybody is talking about in terms of nutrition and health to see what the National Institutes of Health says, to see whether or not there's evidence to support those claims. So the website is PUB, P like Paul, UB, PUBMED.gov. G-O-V. So it stands for publishedmedicine.gov, P-U-B-M-E-D.gov. and you go to PubMed.gov and you type in CBD and depression or anxiety and stress, and perhaps you find this new paper in molecular neurobiology that says the data supporting a promising therapeutic profile for CBD as a new, fast-acting antidepressant drug, and you put that down on the doctor's table with your bottle of plus CBD oil hemp soft gels, that's in the gold label, the 15-milligram one, and you set it right down on the table and you tell your primary care physician, I am stressed out. This says right here in black and white that CBD could be a new fast-acting antidepressant drug. Should I take it? No, not like you're looking for permission. I'm saying once you actually show your primary care physician that there's ample evidence at PubMed.gov to A, be interested in the subject, and then B, the follow-up is you can trust that CV Sciences has done everything right. When I say everything, I mean everything. The other paper that I sent you this morning, Doc, if you got a chance to take a look at that, we finally have had our toxicology work that we've been working on for over 3 years peer-reviewed and published in a prestigious medical journal. Did you get a chance to take a look at that?
I've got it in front of me, yeah.
Okay. What do you think, looking at that title? What do you think of that?
I think it's amazing. I think that you have been really blazing the trail and being a not only a scientific, you know, protector for this great product, but also making sure that it is accepted correctly. And I think that's really important.
Thank you, because now we are at the let's play the game correctly stage. We went through the disruption, and now we need to self-govern. And that's where it's very important. It's never been more important that you get the right stuff. And here's what I mean by the right stuff. If you don't purchase our products, because I know what we're doing, then please do everything you can to figure out what it would take in your state to grow it yourself. I'm serious. The supply chain is so immature, is so wonky, there's so few companies that you can truly trust that if you're not getting our products, please, I'm beseeching you, figure out how to grow it yourself. That's one of the most exciting things I'm allowed to communicate. Do you remember, Jeff, when I used to work for Nordic Naturals and I would tell everybody to eat fish?
Mm-hmm.
For years and years and years. I worked for a fish oil company that allowed me to tell people to eat fish. And as a result, sales kept going up. Because you take fish oil because you don't eat enough fish or you eat too much omega-6. So if you eat enough fish and you don't have too many omega-6s, you might not need fish oil. Mm-hmm. You know what people did as a result? They took the fish oil because they trusted us. We weren't selling them. We were educating them.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing is true here. You could grow your own medicine in your backyard at a fraction of what it would cost to buy this stuff. I'll say it again. You could grow life-saving medicine in the backyard for nothing. All you have to do is learn how to do it. So unlike other things in the past where we would say, that herb doesn't work, it's irradiated, or it's, you know, it's from China, or that fish oil's oxidized. You can't say that this time. It all works. All cannabinoids work in responders. I'll say that again. Those that respond, respond. And we're seeing, and I'd like your thoughts on this, I'm seeing between 6 and 8 people out of 10, at least in terms of stress, respond to the hemp CBD plus CBD oil extracts. Are you seeing that that's about right?
Absolutely. I was going to say the same exact thing. I'd say 6 to 8 out of 10.
Right, so we're in that range. So I read today, because I read nonstop, that's what I do, that major depressive disorders, that 33% of people that are treated for major depressive disorders are treatment resistant. Mm-hmm. Sounds about right with CBD then too, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Numbers about exactly the same. So what do you have to lose? Will you try the natural thing first and then go put yourself on a prescription and then maybe work with your primary care physician to figure out, are there strategies to get off of it? Because let's face it, if your stress level goes down, if your mindfulness goes up, if your forgiveness goes up, if your mental agility is more flexible, more ninja-like. We all know how that changes our health. How many times have we thought, oh, I'm so sick, I'm so tired, I'm so exhausted, and then you get some good news, and all of a sudden you're jumping up and down like Tigger the Tiger. Mm-hmm. Because so much of it is in the head. So that's why you have to get the products that work and the products that have been tested. So the toxicology paper that I sent to Dr. Jeff today was published June 7th. We're waiting for it to be on PubMed.gov, open access. However, you can find it online under the Journal of Toxicology. So this was published June 7th of this year, and the title of the paper is called, and it's a tongue twister, right? An Assessment of the Genotoxicity and Subchronic Toxicity of a Supercritical Fluid Extract of the Aerial Parts of Hemp. That's a lot to unpack. This is a formal review of the safety of our product. This is a formal FDA-sanctioned, approved drug development safety assessment. This is the same kind of safety work you do when you're going to make a drug and put it through the entire FDA drug approval process. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is a little bit of overkill, but we wanted to make 100% sure, and I can say it with a straight face, our product is proven to be safe for the intended use. I'll say it again. Our product that we're selling is absolutely positively safe for the intended use, and it is the first toxicology work. I don't know if you had a chance yet to catch in the conclusion, but this is the first formal work of its kind published in 38 years. How cool is that?
Wow.
38 years. And so the story is important to tell. Why is it 38 years since we've published anything like this? So let me read it right from the paper so you can hear it. The toxicological assessment that is reported herein is the first known of its kind since the 1981 Rosencrantz et al. Publication with respect to published toxicology data on CBD, hemp, or hemp extracts. The first one since 1981. How cool is that?
Wow. Wow.
So this conclusion says the test article, so this is, I've waited for years, let me get on my little soapbox here. Our product, no one else, it says here, in conclusion, the test article was considered non-mutagenic, non-clastogenic, and non-genotoxic. Now, wait a minute. We're the only company in the entire world that can say this. So there's some initials, five initials most people have never heard before. Noel, Noel. I'm not singing a Christmas carol. Noel, N-O-A-E-L. Noel. This is such rudimentary toxicology work. I'm just curious, even in your naturopathic training and herbal training, did they ever talk about the Noel in anything?
No.
Okay, because this is all, when I say toxicology, people forget toxicology is the first science. So the NOEL stands for No Observed Adverse Effect Level. The reason that Dr. Jeff wasn't recently taught this is every herb that an herbalist uses, every supplement that a naturopath recommends in Stay Healthy has a NOEL, No Observed Adverse Effect Level, unless it was grandfathered in because it's been around since antiquity. So do you see the argument I'm building here, Doc? Mm-hmm. If you don't have the Noel of your product, you haven't proven that it's safe. And if you haven't proven that it's safe, your product might not remain in the market because that's something that the FDA does have the authority and the right to do and probably the responsibility to do, and that's to remove untested products from the market that aren't safe. Do you see where this conversation is headed now?
I do.
You know, yeah, we had
said a long time ago that as this field and this division of nutritional supplementation in the area of CBD advanced, that there would be a thinning of the herd and there would be a natural proactive kind of thinning that would leave you know, who would be standing would be the products that, you know, or product that can withstand not only the testing, but, you know, stand on its own two feet as a credible product and a consistent high integrity product. We knew that there would be a whole bunch and then they would end up thinning down at the end, leaving the consumer the quality choices.
And it's happening faster than I think you and I had predicted. It is happening so quickly. And when I read the FDA's announcement yesterday that they approved CBD as a drug for treatment-resistant epilepsy, they made it very, very, very clear in there that manufacturers of these hemp extracts, the onus is on us. The onus is on us to prove the safety and the legality of our products. So the onus is also on the proprietors that own these stores that carry these products. Let's face it, we were all excited. I was excited that Plus CBD oil and the other products are not sold on Amazon so that we can drive people to the independent health food stores. I like the Supreme Court's ruling the other day about sales tax because I know that's been hammering the independent health food stores. But right now that we're bifurcating this and culling the herd, we really have to make sure that we're carrying toxicologically proven safe products. It is so important, more important than ever. So we believe that in addition to the toxicology work, when you read what everyone's saying online, they're talking about the source rule. Have you heard that term yet, the source rule?
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay. This is going to be so exciting. For years, you and I have been saying hemp is 0.3% THC or less at the dry weight of the leaf. And at more than 0.3% THC, it's technically a marijuana plant, and it might be subject to different laws. That's basically what we've told people. Well, in your email, the other document I sent you today, and it has not been published yet, so you're like the fourth person in the world to see this. So you can print it out, you can make it available at the store, but we'll have hard copies soon. Did you get a quick look at that full traceability from seed to shelf document?
Yeah, it's just downloading now. It's been downloading for a while.
So this is a big deal. We've been working on this for a long time. We were really not comfortable telling everybody exactly which hemp strain we're growing. And not for any other reason other than there's not a lot of intellectual property in this industry, and everybody's at war with each other, so we thought we'd kind of hold it close to the vest. The source rule that you're going to hear every politician speak about now, they've become educated, and the source rule is this. Is that a hemp seed, or is that a marijuana seed? Oh, no, it has X number of percentage of THC. Answer the question. Is that a certified hemp seed, yes or no? Okay, if it's no, it could still have CBD, it could still be very helpful, but it's marijuana. Hemp seeds that are certified hemp seeds are completely different because there's a bank where you can go to. You'll see in this document that I sent you that I made copies of the EU, European Union, database, the plant variety database forms that prove what we're growing. So grab a pen. You're listening at home. I will tell you right now which hemp plants we are growing. So the source rule is you need to prove what seed you're growing because who your mother is very important. A cloned marijuana plant, even though it has CBD and some people call it hemp, is no longer the same thing because the genetics are different and so is the strain. We are growing Fedora 17 and Futura 75. Have you ever heard of those things before?
I have.
Okay. Those are fiber food hemp. That's the same hemp that Manitoba Harvest and Nutiva, those are the same hemp strains and similar hemp strains that are loaded with fatty acids. And you'll notice in the document that I sent you, I show a breakdown of all the fatty acids. Our plants that we're growing, our hemp plants, are 55% linoleic acid content. That's incredible, isn't it?
That's great.
20% ALA, 7% oleic acid, and 3% gamma linoleic acid, GLA. So we are using the exact same hemp food seed oil plant, fiber food plant, and CO2 extracting the entire thing. And that's a huge point of differentiation between a drug extract. So if you look at the one page that shows in-house HPLC testing, when you look at a hemp formula versus a marijuana cannabis drug extract, if you're just looking at the CBD content, authorities might not be able to tell the difference. That's why the toxicology work that we've published, proving that it's safe for the intended use, and the source rule, Fedora and Futura, are certified hemp strains. So what we say is that plus CBD oil hemp extracts are exclusively made from certified outdoor-grown agricultural hemp. It's kissed by the sun, and it grows outside. It's not in a greenhouse sucking up a bunch of energy. We believe that the official, formal, and even government definition of hemp extract is evolving and will include the genetic identification of the exact hemp seed you planted in the ground. That's the only way that officials will be able to distinguish hemp from drug extracts. So that day of reckoning is here. Between the toxicology work that proves this is on its way to being the world's first generally recognized as safe hemp extract, between that and the genetics proving that we're growing hemp and not the drug varieties, in addition to our aftermarket safety surveillance. We've not talked about this on the show, but we get very few product complaints. If you do have a product complaint or what you think is an adverse event, please call the 1-800 number on the bottle. Doc, we've not had one. We have yet to have one. We have had zero serious adverse events the entire time we've been in business. Isn't that remarkable?
It's fantastic.
So that safety data, we're going to be standing in front of the judge. I hope you see the picture. We're going to say, here's our tox work. Bam. Here's our genetics. Bam. We've sold 1 million bottles. Here's every single complaint followed up by medical doctors. We've got QAQC in the laboratory so tight, it's like a drum. We can't wait for them to knock the door down to come in and take a look at what we're doing, because when that happens, we might be the only CBD company left in the market. So we're doing what the FDA asks. We're doing everything to prove the safety and legality of our products. You can trust Plus CBD Oil because we don't do some of it right. So far, we've done everything right, everything.
Are your shoulders starting to come down a little bit now with these new up-to-date, you know, ideas and viewpoints that are coming down from above? Are you starting to, or is it just still a continual process?
Oh, no, no, no. You know, you're totally right. You caught it. You felt it. There was a huge energetic shift. Some of the people, when I started, that were like, I called it the cannibalism of cannabis. We used to talk about that. People in the cannabis world, I wanted to get on your show so that we could talk about secret healing and medicine, right? They didn't want to have anything to do with us. Now they're all coming together. Why? The U.S. Hemp Roundtable. Hemp is nonpartisan. High THC medical or recreational cannabis can become a touchy subject, okay? CBD and hemp is not. So, yes, thank you for acknowledging that. Some of our enemies have become our frenemies. We've got allies now where we never thought we'd have them, and we're working together. So if you really want to follow this at home, please, please join the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, hempsupporter.com, hempsupporter.com. At the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, you can get up-to-date information on everything that we're doing. But, yes, we are turning the page, and it's part of the evolution. It's a more refreshing time than it's ever been.
I want to thank you so much today. And we went right through the breaks again. So thank you so much for everything. I do appreciate all you do. And I know the industry and all the consumers out there appreciate it just as well.
Okay, we'll talk soon, my friend.
Lots Be well, my friend. Bye-bye. My guest today, Stuart Tomp, if you are just tuning in, and you remember, you can go back through my podcast at my webpage, drjeffreyburk.com, and you can you'll see today's show, but when you scroll back down, you'll be able to see other shows on CBD as well, where Stuart has been my guest. It'll give you probably the most up-to-date information you'll get anywhere without the sugarcoating, bubble wrap, and misinformation attached to it. So definitely check that out. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning. And remember, all of the shows, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, are recorded, podcast, and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon and download the shows on demand when it's convenient for you. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, where you can check out the full line of products from CV Sciences, the Plus CBD. They're all available, capsules. They have the liquids. They have the balms that you can use on your skin. Of course, they can answer any of your questions. Ask for the Plus CBD oil at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston at 840 South Rancho Drive, and they've been there for a long time. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, and they do it right every day. They make sure that you have the availability of hands-on knowledge and education from the most knowledgeable group. They're passionate, they're educated, they have great information, and they carry only the highest quality products, which is a good thing because you really can't make a bad decision. And the prices are incredible. Make sure you check out the prices at Stay Healthy. You may be pleasantly surprised to find out that they are awesome. And not only can you get great deals and great prices, but you get all the other stuff. A full service environment with all that knowledge, and your questions get answered all at the same time, all in one location. It's kind of hard to find that much help today because we live in this self-service world. So, you know, when you find a place where the education and the knowledge and the passion and the selection and prices and all that good stuff are all on point, that's where you should go. Put your health first and make sure that you're choosing things correctly. Today, we do have a tendency as a nation to kind of grab the quick fix and, you know, we want to hear certain things. And if we hear that thing, we think it must be right. And it's not always that way. You know, sometimes we need a little tough love, and sometimes we need to hear what's really going on, and we need to realize that there needs to be a reality check with our health. Sometimes it's fear that's motivating. Sometimes it's just we're scared, and that's what gets us heading in the right direction. Wouldn't it be better if we just started out a little bit earlier? I mean, we may be fighting some hills and some speed bumps, but still we're managing and getting through the day. That's a perfect time to switch over your diet, your activity, your mindset, and your supplementation right now so that, you know, maybe you could just make those dramatic changes, and that would be a wonderful thing. So go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure you give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Those daily posts are awesome. And their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, where you can read the industry articles, get deep inside the site, and get great education. And you can also print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. And remember, if you speak Spanish, three great ladies at the store, Rosie and Lisa and Esther, that all speak fluent Spanish, so they can help you out there as well. So just another great, wonderful thing that they bring to us, the consumer. You'll go there for the first time for an education. You'll go back every other time after that for the great feeling, the great mindset, the great way of getting your questions answered, the wonderful selection, and of course, great prices along the way. Remember, when you're on Facebook, type in Dr. Jeffrey Burke and click on the like button. Let's stay in touch. I answer your questions right on my Facebook page and give you the posts that I think are important. Check out the full line of CBD from CBD Plus CBD products at Stay Healthy. Have a great day and God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.